1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu met at the White House today with the families of Israeli hostages still being held by Hamas.
The commitment is that we sat in a room with two men, two great leaders, that we need to be making the decision. And we know that Prime Minister Netanyahu is the person who needs to say yes.
Liz Hirsch Naftali, whose four-year-old great-niece was released last year, is calling for a ceasefire and hostage release deal. Two members of the powerful Sinaloa cartel are in federal custody. Co-founder Ismael Zambada and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, son of co-founder Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, were arrested in El Paso. Cal Fire says a burning car that was pushed into a gully sparked the Park Fire, the largest wildfire so far this year in California. It's burned more than 180 square miles near Chico. Chemical giant Monsanto's agreed to a $160 million settlement with Seattle for its part in polluting a river with toxins. This is ABC News. Nearly 2,900 people in the U.S. have been infected with dengue fever.
The rate of dengue fever infection in the U.S. up nearly five times compared to a year ago, and most cases are mild, with symptoms like fever and body ache treatable by hydrating and using acetaminophen. But ABC chief medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton says there is an important treatment note.
You want to avoid ibuprofen or aspirin if you're treating this infection or suspicious, because that can increase that rare risk of bleeding.
Experts say removing standing water is the first step to reduce the risk of mosquitoes. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The union that represents workers at Lear Corporation, a plant in Missouri, says it's reached a tentative agreement ending a four-day strike. Workers make seats for General Motors vehicles. And now SAG-AFTRA says Hollywood's video game performers have voted to go on strike after contract talks with game studios broke down over artificial intelligence protections. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM WLCX, and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are tied in Wisconsin in the first poll here since President Biden dropped out. The Emerson poll has Trump and Harris deadlocked at 47% in a head-to-head matchup. Emerson finds Senator Tammy Baldwin leading Eric Hovde 49-43. Wisconsin is investing in its rural agricultural roads. James Kelly reports.
The funding is part of the first round of awards through the Agriculture Roads Improvement Program, which will provide nearly $50 million for rural road projects across the state.
That's James Kelly reporting. The spending will support 37 projects across 28 Wisconsin counties. The projects are aimed at helping Wisconsin's agricultural industries by boosting infrastructure critical to moving products, crops, and livestock. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Cubs again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with another ninth-inning victory. William Contreras with a double to drive in Blake Perkins from first. Milwaukee winning 3-2 over the Cubs at Wrigley Field and winning the series 2-1. What did manager Pat Murphy think?
Yeah, man, I don't think it was great. You know, I don't think we executed great. But, you know, our bullpen was our bullpen executed pitches. Wilson and Junis and Pyamps, that's the stars of the game.
The Brewers placing Christian Yelich on the 10-day IL. as he seeks medical advice for his chronic back pain. The 32-year-old Yelich telling reporters he may be looking at season-ending surgery. NFL, the Packers defense with another good day at practice, led by defensive back Eric Stokes, who was asked what's his focus in this training camp.
Keep getting 1% better to be a Super Bowl defense. We want to be remembered as one of the best defenses out here. We want us to, like, when people think about the Packers, they think about our defense, not our offense.
That's Eric Stokes. Talks on a Jordan Love contract continue. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 60. Mostly sunny, warmer and more humid tomorrow, high in the mid-80s. Mid and upper 80s this weekend, mostly sunny. It'll be more humid as well, and then there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms later Sunday night into Monday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, do you know Republicans are trying to amend the Wisconsin Constitution again? Would you be surprised to know that it's all a bunch of garbage? Probably not. I'll explain.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490
AM. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cup, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega, and this portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we have a jam-packed show with our friend, State Senator Mary Kunish, and it's awesome to have her on a Thursday here soon. And we'll get to be able to put her great segments on the best of all over Turtle Island. So we're really excited that she's be able to come on today. And before we get any further, though, we have our weekly update there, Haley.
We do, yeah, from the Wisconsin Governor, Tony Evers. Let's go ahead and take a listen.
Native Roots Radio, Governor Tony Evers here with my weekly update. Wisconsin's agricultural industry is a $105 billion industry. So there's no doubt about it. Agricultural is Wisconsin's past, present, and it will be our future. That's why my administration has been committed to advancing initiatives to build a 21st century workforce and infrastructure needed to support a 21st century agricultural economy, so we can help ensure this industry grows today, tomorrow, and for the years to come. That's included efforts to increase our exports all across the globe, bolster our agricultural supply chains workforce, and improve the quality of our local infrastructure so local farmers can get products from point A to B safely and efficiently through our new agricultural roads improvement program. Folks, the quality of our local roads, bridges, and highways is critical to the success of our farmers, their families, and our state's economy. And this new program is specifically targeted to fixing our roads and bridges in rural agricultural communities that depend on that infrastructure for their livelihoods. Recently, I was glad to announce $50 million through the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program that will be going out to communities all across the state, from Manitouish Waters to Red River to LaGrange. By improving agricultural roads across our state, we're helping ensure our agricultural industries can get product to market, keep food on grocery store shelves and on our tables, and support rural communities and economies. That is a big deal, folks. And as a state, in our largest municipalities and our smaller towns and villages, we're going to keep working to fix the darn roads and build a 21st infrastructure Wisconsinites need and deserve. Thank you. Back to you, Robert, and Native Roots Radio.
Hey, thank you, Governor Evers. And we really appreciate your updates being sent to us and be able to amplify it all over Civic Media and AM 950 and all our other affiliates. Hey, before we get to State Senator Marikunas, I was at Four Sisters Market today, and what a beautiful day. And I just got to say, it's just awesome to be on Franklin Avenue, Haley, and the Native Corridor.
Yeah, anyone who's around the Twin Cities, I would urge them to check out the American Indian Cultural Corridor, which is East Franklin Avenue, and stop by NACDI and Powwow Grounds Coffee Shop and the Minneapolis American Indian Center.
Yes, the American Indian Center was hopping too. Hey, hey, we have our friend, State Senator Marikunas on, and it's great to have you on. We got you on a Thursday. It's awesome to see you, and thanks so much for being on.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, it's kind of a time warp. I'm thinking it's Friday afternoon and my week is over, but here I am on a Thursday. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Hey, we got a few things we'd like to talk to you about, but we have great weather here. Your grandkids are healthy, and I'm about to have grandkids here. Looks like it's going to be next Friday if she doesn't have them by then, so... Wow, right?
Wow is right. Congratulations to all of you.
Yeah, and Haley just reminded me. Haley, you worked in years ago in the young baby deal.
I did. Yeah, I've worked with preschoolers, toddler age, and infant. I was an infant teacher, so it'll be fun, and I'm excited to be an auntie.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what you been up to in the past week? I know I am so excited about what happened. I was voting for Joe Biden no matter what. But I think all my fears within 24 hours were gone because Kamala got over $100 million by regular people donated. And it seems that Gen Z's fired up, and all important, the Democratic Party did not fight about this. They all lockstepped in line, which was one of my fears.
Yeah, it's been quite the roller coaster in the last week or so, and really a big change in this election coming up in November. I think it's... we do have to give kudos to President Biden for recognizing that perhaps he needed to turn the seat over to another, and the fact that there's an excellent chance that we will have our first president who is woman, and not only that, she's a Black and Asian woman, and I think it's just so exciting. I for one was super jazzed when this decision was made, and of course she still has to go through the DNC and get that final endorsement, but I just see people talking about it all the time everywhere, putting up their Kamala pictures where they've been with each other, and yeah, it's just been really exciting. It's interesting because this past week I was in Ohio. I mean, like right after the Republican convention, and there was no evidence that the convention was there. But at our convention, it was the Midwest National Council of State Legislators, and nobody was talking politics. Nobody was talking politics at all. There were some conversations like back over in the corner, hush, 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 sort of thing. But I think nobody saw this coming quite the way that it has, and are a little perplexed by it. But others are super energized by the fact that we now have a new nominee unofficially to be the next president of the United States.
Yeah. People quickly came out and endorsed, and I think former President Obama is going to wait and make it a big deal, but he's going to endorse. But all these people endorsed her right away, and the money speaks for itself, State Senator. $100 million in 24 hours from just regular folks like Haley. I know Haley donated.
I did. Yeah. It was a lot of small donors and it really added up. And, you know, I've just been seeing things and, you know, people are saying, well, why am I voting for Kamala? And, you know, it's not because she's a woman. I'm going to vote for Kamala because I'm a woman.
Ooh.
There you go.
Whoa.
There you go.
T-shirt time.
I would say the whole everything that I've been seeing from Gen Z is just this really changed the course and really kind of re-energized the whole generation.
That's exciting. I think we needed some new energy for sure.
Yeah. Can't wait to see who the VP is because the JD's a doorknob and he should be, you know, talked to in a good, smart way because he doesn't understand. He talks about cat women and people that don't have children and all those things. And he was an anti Trump person until it was his fancy not to be. So we can really easy break that down. But hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish and we got more to talk about and it's really exciting to have her on. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Attention transit customers. On Saturday, June 15th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at metrotransit.org. Again, that's at metrotransit.org.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month. Right here on AM 950.
Hi, Jim of Better Futures Minnesota here. Does your business or organization need janitorial services, lawn care, or snow removal? Obtain a free, no-obligation estimate from Better Futures Minnesota when you let us know that you heard about us on AM 950. Our supervised, hardworking, and affordable crews will handle your interior and exterior building and property maintenance needs while you help men in the community transform their lives and walk on a positive path to success. It's a win-win. To learn more, go to betterfuturesminnesota.com under Business Services.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native Concrete and Masonry. Support Native businesses. Check out their work at nativeconcretemasonry.com and give Chuck a call at 612-597-0421.
Right on. Well, great organization. And give them a call. They'll get you some sidewalks and figure out what's happening. A good price. And you'll be working with, you know, Chuck's a generational person. His father had the business before him and
yeah.
So that's super, super exciting. Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and we're all excited. And Kamala is, I keep on saying her name wrong. And Valerie, thank you so much for letting me know that because I'm a dum-dum. Ho-wa. No, that's good. So what... Just to finish up on that, it's going to be exciting. We're going to be broadcasting from the DNC. I'll be there for a few days, and it'll be really, really fun. And, you know, I think the excitement speaks for itself.
Yeah, what an exciting Democrat convention to go to. I mean, maybe you thought it was going to be a snoozer before. But with the news of Kamala joining the forces, I think that it will be a very, very interesting convention for sure. I had thought about attending, but I think my daughter's going to go down there, and so I'm going to stay home and help take care of the little Bambina, and I hope it all goes really well in Chicago.
Yeah, it can't, but I just excited that we're able to get so much, you know, the difference between 1968, you know, where the upheaval and Humphrey barely losing to Nixon because of all that upheaval at the convention. And now we have a United convention. A lot of people would have come up by now and wanted to run against her, and they haven't. So I'm really, really excited.
Yeah, it'll be a joyous occasion, I'm sure. Somebody pointed out to me the other day that since Jimmy Carter, this is the first time that there has not been a Clinton, a Bush, or a Biden on the ticket. Can you believe that?
Wow. You know, I heard something. I think I heard something like that in the past. That's crazy.
It is. Jeez. And when I think about it, like, that's my lifetime of voting. The first president I ever voted for was Jimmy Carter. And to think that all these years, it's been within the kind of like the power of the hands of a few. I'm glad to see that we have somebody new that hopefully is going to be leading our nation.
Yeah, that's an interesting comment. Jeez. Wow. Yeah. And I think even earlier that there was the Bushes were involved with 8 years with first as being a vice president. And then there was Clinton, and then there was another Bush. So within that amount of time, there was 16 years out of 20, you know, out of that amount mm-hmm. of time that was Bush was a president or part of being a president, even longer than that, because I forgot Bush 1 was president 2 before Clinton.
Yep. So there was a legacy there. Now we're starting a new legacy.
Yes, let's hope so. And I am just totally excited. And I know you are too. And we just can't help but talk about it. And again, Valerie, thanks for helping me out here. Kamala, Wendy isn't here to help me out. She usually does help me out because I like destroying words and names and things, right, Haley?
Not always, but it does happen. It's okay. I'm sure there's a lot of people that have been saying her first name wrong.
Well, I wrote it down now, so it's in front of me. Hey, so State Senator, what have you been up to in this past week? I know you were talking about you were out of town, and we missed you last week, but here you are. We're going to have you on today and tomorrow. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, it would be tricky to get me tomorrow. I'm leaving early tomorrow morning to go out to California. My family, a bunch of us have planned a rafting and camping trip on the American River in California. Oh. So yeah, wow. I don't know that I could tune in to do tomorrow, but I'm glad I was able to be here today. I spent the early part of, Saturday through Wednesday in Ohio, as I said, at the Midwest State Legislative Conference. Mm-hmm. So all these legislators from South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Iowa, and then some of the Canadian, Alberta and Saskatchewan, they all joined there, and we met and we talked about issues and had breakout sessions. And it's always really interesting to hear from the other legislators just how things work in their state, because not every state pays their legislator. Did you know that?
No.
Not every state meets every single year. Some of them are full-time, some of them are part-time, like Minnesota. So we get to know and understand a little bit about things, how happen in the other states as well. So that was pretty interesting. And I have another one coming up after this trip. So we're not quite done with conferences this summer, but I'll do my best.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I'm sure, and you know, you're a very humble person, but I'm sure people were coming up to you and going, how is Minnesota doing so well in getting these things happening? And, you know, we know by you being on a guest for many years as a state representative too, it was a hard road to toe, but now things are really awesome because we got the trifecta here.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. A lot of the different state legislators have asked me, you know, how did you do this? Or where did this come from? Or how are you dealing with those things? And, you know, I have to remind them that we have that trifecta. Prior to that, we weren't getting a whole lot of the work done. And I think part of it is also the fact that, you know, I would say that we Democrats in Minnesota really do care about our constituents, whether they voted for us or not, whether they're Democrat or Republican, independent, whatever. The bottom line is we want to just make sure that everybody has a safe home to live in, food on their table, good education for their kids, healthcare that's affordable, you know, and maybe a little bit of extra in their pocket to do some fun traveling or take your kids to an amusement park or something. But I really do feel like that's what's the core of the work that we do at the legislature with the DFL. And I'm just really proud to be a part of all of that.
Yeah. And we're really proud to have you. We had the office on yesterday, Haley, Anna, and you know, the thing that you really pushed in this state, the MMIWR office. And we had a nice love fest about the hard work that you put into this and the being persistent too, because the first year it was a little shaky because it was an omnibus bill. And go ahead and tell us that process, because man, that just talking to her and what the office is doing now and the license plates and all that.
Isn't that just incredible that we have that office, and what a team Juliet Rudy has put together. I think Anna and one of the other staff members were just up in Canada sharing the good work that we did. And I heard good reports back about them. So I have to let them know that. But we, I created a piece of legislation that created the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Task Force back in 2017. I think we finally got it passed in 2019. Mm-hmm. And with that, we had a year-long task force to look into the situation here in Minnesota. It's so interesting because this afternoon, I had a meeting with the National Census Bureau people, and the Census Bureau director's name is Robert Santos. Really neat guy. They were down here from the federal government, and he brought a number of other folks that are working with tribes around the census. And you know, we're talking about data and how important data is. So when we talk about missing and murdered Indigenous women, when we were first working on this, and people would say, well, where is it happening? Who's it happening to? Give us the numbers. You know, people like numbers. They like data. Mm-hmm. And we just didn't have it. Nobody was collecting it. Nobody was collecting it in a good way. Mm-hmm. Nobody was collecting it in a way that could be shared. And so we did that through the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Task Force, and then now with the office. That happened the very next year, and that office is doing the good work of making sure that we are addressing that terrible, terrible issue of missing and murdered folks in our state.
Yeah, and it's great to have...
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu met at the White House today with the families of Israeli hostages still being held by Hamas.
The commitment is that we sat in a room with two men, two great leaders, that we need to be making the decision. And we know that Prime Minister Netanyahu is the person who needs to say yes.
Liz Hirsch Naftali, whose four-year-old great-niece was released last year, is calling for a ceasefire and hostage release deal. Two members of the powerful Sinaloa cartel are in federal custody. Co-founder Ismael Zambada and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, son of co-founder Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, were arrested in El Paso. Cal Fire says a burning car that was pushed into a gully sparked the Park Fire, the largest wildfire so far this year in California. It's burned more than 180 square miles near Chico. Chemical giant Monsanto's agreed to a $160 million settlement with Seattle for its part in polluting a river with toxins. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It'll take several weeks to fix an oil refinery near Chicago damaged by a tornado last week. In the meantime, fuel is being shipped north from the Gulf of Mexico. Gas prices should stay high in southeast Wisconsin in the meantime. A rare honor for a Wisconsin trailblazer. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The new statue of L. Phillips is now officially on the Capitol steps. It took a task force 4 years to make it happen. If you don't know, Phillips was the first Black woman to graduate from UW-Madison Law School, the first person of color to become a judge in Wisconsin, and the first Black woman to hold statewide office. Right now, there's a tarp over the statue. The official unveiling ceremony is Saturday at 5.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes you hear things that can't be true. Here's one of them. John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard got married in Vegas to Paul Sorvino's widow, Dee Dee, after they met at the Hollywood Museum at an Abbott and Costello exhibit. All of that is true. People magazine reports that the mediocre at best actor gave credit to God for bringing him and Dee Dee together. There is no word yet if Schneider will rescind all of his comments to People like he does most of his insane political tweets. Also, according to People magazine, Tom Brady and model Brooks Nader have been casually hooking up. They always break the big stories. People's inside source did not clarify if casually hooking up meant that when Brady gets together with Nader, he wears JCPenney activewear, or if he's rounding third and headed for home. To be fair, an additional source says that they are not dating, and yet a third source says appropriately, who cares? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 60. Mostly sunny, warmer and more humid tomorrow, high in the mid-80s. Mid and upper 80s this weekend, mostly sunny. It'll be more humid as well, and then there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms later Sunday night into Monday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin CHARES Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will do a news roundup. We'll take your calls and your texts. And Matt Miller from OnMilwaukee.com joins us to talk all things showbiz. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunesh, and we're talking a little bit about the census, a little bit about Kamala, and just all around just chatting here. I got to just ask you, I know that's we're going to be at the State Fair again, and I know we get to see you out there, too. That's a big thing for us because of our store, but Wendy and I, in years past, went 7 or 8 times every year anyways.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's a lot of good State Fair food you must have consumed.
Yeah, there's a lot of vegan options out there, too. It's crazy. And each year there is, so you wouldn't think that, but man, we have our go-to places, and then we like to people watch and hang out.
Yeah, that is definitely the place for people watching. You get all kinds of folks there.
Definitely. Well, what else do we got going on here? And again, I'm a little thrown off here, and it's funny too, State Senator. I was on the Matt McNeil show earlier, so I feel like I've been on the radio for 3 hours now, and really,
yeah. Yeah, I was going to point out that over your shoulder there is one of the MMIR license plates, or what looks like a facsimile of it. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, that's it. And it's interesting how that came about. One day after we had created the task force and the office as well, and, you know, we had budgeted some money for the office, but I was really concerned about how we were going to continue financing and paying for that office. I wanted to make sure it didn't go away if somebody, you know, if another party were to come into power.
Yeah.
And so I was driving to the Capitol one day, and I was looking at all the different license plates. And up until then, I had like one of the lady slipper license plates. I had one of the, what is the little bird? Holy cats, what is our state bird?
It's not the loon.
I mean, that is our state bird, but that's not what was on the license plate. A little chickadee. Little chickadee was on. Yeah. And it just hit me like, wow, we should have an MMIR license plate. So I got to the Capitol. I had only enough time to kind of pitch my idea to my legislative assistant and my intern, and had to go down for a 2-hour committee hearing. And by the time I came up, they had the piece of legislation all ready to go. Huh. And so, yeah, it's amazing. So we dropped that bill like a hot potato, and I worked it. And lo and behold, we got it passed. And we got it passed by bipartisan support. It was a Republican chair who said, yeah, we can do this license plate. And so probably 90% of the fee for that specialty license plate goes directly to the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives Office. So Minnesotans, and this is only good for Minnesotans, sorry, mm-hmm. when you have to replace your license plate, if you're going to buy a brand new car, if your plates expire or you just want one, go to the DMV and let them know that you want one of those license plates, and you can get them personalized. You can have your own, whatever you want on there. If you don't say, I want something special, then you just get those random numbers. Mm-hmm. But I think you have to have at least 6 letters and numbers. Seven?
And a number too.
Yeah, I don't think you have to have numbers because I do not.
Because
mine,
you remember,
says Wichoni.
Oh, what does yours say?
Mine says Wichoni, which means life, respect, that sort of thing. So you pay a little bit extra for it, but you know, it's worth it because all the money that goes into the the MMIR office. And it's crazy. Like you said, I'll be driving down the highway or I'll pull into somewhere to park and I'll see a license plate. And it just warms my heart. I was driving back down from one of the reservations last week, mm-hmm. and pulled in to get some gas, and somebody else pulls ahead of me on the other side, and she's got the license plate. So while my gas is pumping, I walked over there and I said, "Hey, I like your license plate." And she jumped, you know, I really surprised her. So apologies if you're listening to that person. But it was just really exciting to see that out and about all over the state.
Yeah, it was the first one I saw, and I will be getting one too. And we figured out, you helped us a previous show on how I can spell Ho-Chunk without really having my head explode. So I appreciate that. But I was at a meeting specifically with the Met Council, and the same parking lot we were supposed to park in. And I saw the car, and then there was somebody with the car running and in a meeting, and it was Shelley Buck.
Oh,
I know you got a plate. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The cool kids.
Yeah, definitely. And I know Haley will get one. She's just got a new car too. So Haley, you're up next.
I know. I was going to do something Ho-Chunk, but now I can't copy you. So I'll have to put my own little twist on it or something.
Well, you have Mary figure it out, and it won't have to be the exact as I, but it could say Ho-Chunk too.
Perfect. Perfect.
We'll figure it out on another show.
Yeah.
We'll give you time. Well, you know, we talk about, and that's just an exciting thing. And, you know, I really feel like in my work and the radio work too, that I'm at that age where I want to leave a legacy. I'm not taking these things with me. And State Senator, you have a heck of a legacy right now on many things, but this is one for sure that will live longer than you.
I hope so.
It will.
I hope so. And maybe at some point they'll have to dismantle the MMIR office because it's no longer needed, knock on wood. That would be like the ultimate satisfaction. But I, you know, I say this often enough. I feel like I've been put in this time, in this place to do the work that I'm doing for a really good reason. We've been able and we've been successful in Minnesota to really pass powerful legislation that has never been done before in respect to positive outcomes for Indian country. And we say this all the time, but I really do believe it's because representation matters. You know, I'm the first Native woman to serve in the Minnesota Senate. There are three Native people in the Minnesota House that are doing the incredible work. We're going to lose one. Representative Becker Finn is retiring. But we need more and more of you folks out there to step up and run for office. And I know it's really intimidating coming to the Capitol. Imagine making a bill, passing a bill, putting bill into law. You know, it is fabulous and it is incredible. But we can't stop with just the three, four of us. We need to continue to build the capacity in all levels of government, whether it's a school board or a city council or a county commissioner or something in the county, all the way up. We need to have the voices and tell the stories. It's, again, going back to my meeting today with the folks from the Census Bureau, you know, all that data isn't just numbers on a page or in a spreadsheet. Those are stories. The data tells stories. And just like with the MMIR task force or the whole movement, when we were first looking at this, the task force, there was no data. That tells a story. That right there tells a story. That either it wasn't important enough to gather, nobody was doing it or doing it in the right way, that we just weren't taking the whole situation seriously. And so when you have people that are going to call that out and say, you know, where is the data? Why don't we have the data? We need to have the data. That's really, really important. And I think about some of the other work that we've been able to do, you know, with ICWA and MIFPA, the Minnesota Indian Family Preservation Act. I mean, things so insignificant to maybe the general public, but so important to our folks, like allowing a kid to wear an eagle feather in their graduation cap. I mean, come on.
Right.
Or allowing for smudging or native languages in the schools. You know, the times are changing, but yeah. We need folks in those positions to help us continue to do that work.
Well, and plus you were on the educational side of things, and, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of great bills that you helped pass in that committee, but also, you know, teaching our history here, which is really, truly the history of Minnesota, good or bad. People need to know it so we don't repeat it.
100%. You know, and again, when we look at the history, who wrote the history and from what perspective? You know, none of us really grew up understanding the full context of the American Indian, Indian Wars, what happened here in Mankato with the Mankato 38+2. I mean, we hear about it, and oftentimes it's, you know, those savage Indians attacked the settlers and we had to send in the army, the cavalry, to subdue them. But, you know, look at the context of why did they do that? Why were they attacking settlers, or why was there any issue? Well, their land was gone. Their buffalo were killed. Promises and treaties weren't kept. It was all about survival, 100% survival. And that's not the view of what we all learned in the history lessons that we went through.
Absolutely. And the movies of my childhood and before that, the John Wayne and John Ford movies are a big disservice of Native communities all over Turtle Island. So people have to unlearn that too. Hey, State Senator, thanks so much for being on.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing me on a Thursday. I hope you have a great Friday, a great weekend. Wopilatanka.
Pinigigi, thank you so much. That was State Senator Mary Kunish of the great state of Minnesota. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Attention transit customers. On Saturday, June 15th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at MetroTransit.org. Again, that's at MetroTransit.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh.
How?
Oh. I tried a deep howl that time. How did that work?
It sounds like a grandpa choka wolf.
Hey, before we get any great to have State Senator on, I did tell you I was on the Matt McNeil show today. And
yeah, with Greg.
Yeah, Greg Bakken, and he has a great show at 10 o'clock on AM 950. It's good to talk to him. But he had some great it became a love fest. He really loves our show and the work that you do, Haley, and how professional we come off, even though Bobby P's not too professional. But thank goodness we have good producers over the years, and you're definitely one of the top, if not the top.
Thank you. You know, I've meaning to get a hold of our older producers in the past. The two. We should do a producer show and get them back on and have some fun.
Yeah, definitely. We talked about that when we did the picture of all three of you, Ogama, Zoe, and yourself. That would be cool. That'd be cool if you guys took over the show, really.
That would be fun.
But we
maybe we should do that.
We got some history that we could probably talk about too, and I know talked about the story of you not wanting to ever be on the radio, that you take care of all the other stuff. And yesterday, or the day before yesterday, you basically did the show yourself.
I did. I had your little emotional support. I saw you in the bullpen of the online studio here. So I knew you were there if I needed you. But yeah, it was fun to kind of take over the show and have Ruth Buffalo on and the, and Pretendians Band.
And I ran into those guys at the Four Sisters today.
Oh, did you? Cool.
Yeah, they were hanging out, looking cool as always.
Oh, as always. Yeah, if listeners out there don't know Pretendians Band, I would urge you to look them up on Spotify or Apple Music and check out their songs War Cry and The 38. Those two songs are nominated for this year's Native American Music Awards.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit about having them come on every other week, you know, for a segment or two. They have a lot of stories to tell, you know, and Thomas is a school teacher.
And yeah, Mr. D.
Yeah, that's right. And so we all, you know, they threw that out there, and that'd be great. You know, they got those guys do great on the radio, and we can have conversations about Franklin Avenue, education, and all those things. So it would be great to have them on.
Yeah, he's also an actor.
That's right.
Yeah, for New Native Theater. He's been in plays with them and the Dakota overdub for the Avengers movie.
That was huge, and he was really appreciative that you brought that up. He said that I brought that up, but I said, no, Haley brought that up.
That's okay.
I just got up from a nap.
Yeah, that's cool. So you can watch the Avengers Marvel movie, The Avengers, on Disney Plus now, when you can go select the language, Lakota language.
I also saw a friend of ours that's Ho-Chunk and elder and a speaker, and he gave me some really good advice, especially about the twins and how to name them and the process.
Aww.
It was really cool. I saw Jim Funmaker out there, and he's an awesome dude.
Yeah, Funmaker. That's Destiny, who runs the Four Sisters Farmers Market with NACD. She is related to the Funmakers.
Yes, definitely. Big family. But I always hear McKee's a big family, too. So we're in a family.
Yeah. Hey, shout out us Ho-Chunks.
Yeah.
Well, what else is going on this weekend? I know White Earth is having a powwow this weekend, the 26th through the 28th. This is their second annual Name Gizi Sturgeon Moon White Earth Community Council powwow. I want to shout out one of my friends, Angel. She does amazing, beautiful beadwork. She will be out there vending at a booth called Bomb Idizawogamug Creator's Place. Oh. If you're watching us on our live feed here, you can see this beautiful medallion that she beaded for me a year ago. I've known Angel since elementary school.
Oh, cool. That's right.
Yeah. So I haven't seen her in a long time, but if you're up at the White Earth Powwow, definitely make sure to check out that vendor booth, Bam Idizigo Wawang Creator's Place. And I probably said that wrong because I don't speak Ojibwe.
Yes, and don't start. No, just kidding.
Okay.
Hey, on Facebook, Winnebago, the big voice, is alive now, and they're powwow, the 158th annual homecoming celebration powwow. And it looks like it starts on Thursday. So I'm looking at it live right now.
Wow.
I shared it on my Facebook if you want to check that out, Haley. But yeah, I can watch the powwow on TV and see all our relatives there too.
Yeah. Speaking of relatives, I know we won't be heading down to Winnebago, Nebraska this weekend, but we will be having a family reunion with our Ho-Chunk relatives.
Yeah. Some of them will be there and we're going to check in and, stop in and say hello to everybody in a good way.
Yeah, I'm excited. I want to mention this. Did you see Minneapolis Fire Chief Carson out there at the farmer's market?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, they are doing something really cool. This is their second event. It'll be this weekend, Saturday, July 7th from 11 to 4 p.m. at the Minneapolis American Indian Center. Mm. This is their Sidewalks and Streets, a Community Safety event. It is free, and they're asking you to bring your vehicle in need of light repair. This is Lights On, which distributes vouchers for free car light repairs, headlights, taillights, turn signals, up to $250 of a voucher. Mm. This community event will be addressing public safety issues and building positive community relationships with local law enforcement. Again, that's Saturday, July 27th at the Minneapolis American Indian Center from 11 to 4 p.m.
Wow, we had them on, and that was just some great information and things they do for the community, and it's well needed. You know, I think when I was in my early 20s and I was running around like a crazy person, I could have used a new headlight.
For sure, and you never really know until, like, if your headlight's out until you get pulled over, and then sometimes they don't even give you a warning. They just give you a ticket right there.
Well, I could use a headlight and a big hitting the hand with the backhand on the forehead too.
Oh, geez.
Back when I was young, but
hopefully not.
Nobody dared do it because I was, you know, a legend in my own mind back then.
Well, that's good. I would urge check your headlights. I would do a test on your blinkers and everything. And even if you don't currently have a headlight out, you may have one and you just may not know it, so check on that.
Boy, we talk a lot about different things here on Native Roots Radio.
We do. It's a good thing we're a radio show.
Yeah, keep talking. Yes, that's right, we keep talking here. I was at the Four Sisters Market. It was awesome. Good to see people, and come on out there every Thursday. And then we're talking about, too, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, Haley, that the gallery is going to have a new thing happen.
A new exhibit?
Yes.
Yep. That'll be Jennifer White's new exhibit. It's a solo exhibition coming to NACD's All My Relations Art Gallery.
Yeah. So anything else you want to talk about here this last minute? It's a beautiful day here in the Midwest and Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I already got my walk in. I'll have to do another little walk here just to keep moving because you got to keep walking.
That's good for you. Yeah, movement is good. Well, since we had Mary Kunish on today and not tomorrow, we're going to have our Ho-Chunk sister, Arvina Martin. We're going to be live tomorrow. And then I want to shout out Robert Lilligren, who is our usual Thursday guest, but he is on a very beautiful vacation up on the North Shore. So we hope you have fun.
He is having fun. I've seen some pictures and I'm a little jelly here, but you know how that goes. Hey.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas for a talk about the Twinges from American Ninja Warrior. And it's Friday, which means we are going to talk about a bar band. Terry Bar, that is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and it really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.